live, everybody. Thanks for joining us. I'm Scott Patton, and this is the Life Enthusiast Google Hangout. We're going to be talking about more health issues. Joining me, as usual, is the founder and president of the Life Enthusiast, Martin Batella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Great, Scott. Thanks for having me here. The show is fun. I get to be nerdy. I get to tell the world all the technical stuff that's so important.
The fun stuff. And everybody's happy to have you here, too.
The audience is, what's the word? Uproarious.
That's right. That's right. So last week what we did is we talked about zeolite and how important that was in terms of gently removing heavy metals, toxins from our body. And we were trying to think of a really good analogy in terms of what we're going to be discussing today. And we realized what we're going to be discussing today is Batman. Last week we talked about Robin. And the stuff that we're going to be sharing with you is very, very powerful when it comes to your health. So you want to really pay attention. You may want to take some notes. And as always, we're available to help you with your individual situations at any time, almost any time, I guess, would be better. Any time for me, because I'm not the one answering the phone. Martin would be answering the phone, so I can tell him answer at any time. Have I got you into enough trouble yet, Martin?
Oh, it's good. I love it.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share my screen, and we're going to go through this quick presentation that we put together on something that is very, very important when it comes to your health.
Indeed. Drum roll, please.
Oh, and, I can...
There it is up on screen. Oh, my gosh. You really can... come up with these funky things. Okay. Fulvic acid, not to be confused with folic acid. Folic as in F-O-L-I-C, folate. That's the acid that makes green things green, as in foliage. Fulvic is a different animal. And the big statement about it, by binding minerals into its molecular structure, fulvic acid is at the core of the building and existence of life itself. The amazing thing about this is that it is the electrolyte, or it supports the electrolyte in which cells exist. And a cellular integrity is predicated on having a medium in which to exist. And fulvic acid is that medium. Anyway, let's roll the show.
So where do we get this stuff from?
So the preamble here is that there are two functions that we have not managed to duplicate. One is photosynthesis. We don't actually know how to store light. When you slow down a photon, you store it in a plant as a piece of chlorophyll. And it's inside, it stores the energy that is capable of being released as glucose and oxygen in my body, right? So we take carbon dioxide from the air and sunlight, and we store it as sugar. And then we release it as sugar and oxygen and turn it into energy. The other process, the humification, is when we take this plant matter and decompose it into the humate. And that's how humus is created, and that's the difference that's between sand and soil, between desert and living, breathing organism known as the soil.
And that's something we don't think about too often. We take it kind of for granted, but you're absolutely right. We have all this sand. Very rarely do you ever see anything growing on a beach because
it's dead.
It's dead, right? So we have this soil. It's very living. And what is that living essence? It's the humification of the soil.
Right. When you add humus, which typically we associated with composting, when we add it back in, we have soil. And so here's a schematic of what we're dealing with. So if you take the soil, you can have the living organisms in it, like microbes, nematodes and whatnot, and then the organic matter, and that's what we're dealing with today. And if you precipitate, as in if you add to it alkaline medium, the human, the black stuff, drops out. That's the insoluble. And then whatever's soluble in alkali, we start from that, and we do another process on it. We re-acidify it. So first we alkalized it, now we've acidified it, and what drops out of it is the acids. And the soluble part we call fulvic, and the unsoluble parts we call humic. And they both are really important and really needed to life, to existence.
Wow, so this is very complex structures that we're looking at.
Right, so these are not simple little molecules. It's just to give you an idea, each one of those hexagonal shapes would represent something like a glucose or fructose or something like that. So it's a complex molecule. I just wanted to give a hint of what that looks like and what we're dealing with. These are, again, complex molecules.
So let's talk about some of the functions of fulvic acid.
Right on. So why would you care, right? What's it for me? Why do I want to have fulvic acid as a supplement? Why do I want to spend money on this? Well, just look at the list. Maybe at the bottom, catalyze vitamins within the cell. That's really important. If there's not enough fulvic acid in your body, you will not be able to assemble the vitamins that your body needs to assemble to function correctly. Metabolism of proteins. Again, this is the building blocks of life. You are creating proteins, like, you know, your connective tissue proteins, your nerve, your skin, your liver, your whatever. Every organ, every cell is built from proteins. So this is how they're created. And it transmutes minerals, meaning that it's actually got the ability to convert from one thing to another. These transitions and transports are important.
And if you need certain minerals, it helps in the creation of those minerals.
Exactly. So all the building of tissues. And then right at the top, detoxification and transport, meaning bringing nutrients in and building new things, but also removing metabolites, getting rid of stuff you don't want, and even the toxic things that may have gotten into your body. So as last week we were talking about zeolite, how it's capable of binding heavy metals and transport them out of your body. Here, the fulvic acid is capable of transporting these out of your cells.
And we need to get them out of the cell before we can get it out of the body.
Correct. That's exactly right. And really, it's practically unknown and it's ignored, but fulvic acid is nearly as essential to life as oxygen and water. You have the oxygen exchanges at the lungs, you know, the oxygen comes in, oxygenates the blood, it's transported on water to the cells. But the cells are dependent on this fulvic acid as the medium in which to exist.
Right. And it works as a free radical scavenger. So we hear about that all the time when we hear about vitamin C, right, coming and taking care of all the free radicals.
Right, yes. Yeah, vitamin C is one of them. So I mentioned the electrolyte medium, meaning this is the soup of life, or the amniotic fluid of life, I should say. And medium in which we transport nutrients, that would be vitamins and other nutrients. And then water surface tension adjustment. This is really important. If you have high surface tension, you cannot break it, and nutrient cannot come into your cell or into your body.
Hmm. So it makes it easier for the nutrients that we've got to actually work.
Right. So if the surface tension on the cell surface would be too high, it would be like a locked cell.
Or
your mouth taped over with a piece of duct tape.
Okay. And we hear a lot about how important it is to have enzymes, but if you have the enzymes but no reactions occurring, what's the point, right?
Yep. That's sort of like having a car but no spark plugs.
Right. So basically what it does is it revs everything up and keeps everything moving the way that it should be moving.
Exactly. This is the medium of life. This is the underpinning of all the reactions that happen. So carry on. Let's move on.
So we get it from a healthy soil.
So as we saw earlier in the diagram, you need to start with soil, healthy soil, and then actually, you know what's interesting? The humates are millions of years old, and it seems to be that they could have turned into coal or into oil or into humate deposits.
Oh, okay. So we're talking about something that is really fundamental to the beginnings of the planet. As we went through all our volcano type stuff and we were plasma swirling around, and then the next thing you know, we started growing, and then these things started becoming more and more and more, and then we had more and more life.
Yes. And then the life itself creates the source, you know, like output, like the, I don't know how to say it, but one man's garbage is another man's food, right?
Yeah.
I mean, life continues to eat itself.
Right. And the best example of that is composting. Like,
yes.
I notice in the summertime when the sun is shining on my black composter, and I put a bunch of really good stuff in there, like carrot droppings and broccoli droppings and, you know, different things that I've chopped up, and it's all vegetable matter, right? Fruits,
yeah,
and stuff like that, cores, and then I've got like a ton of worms that are working away, and I've got, when I open the top up, I have massive amounts of little, like, flying things, right? Like, they're,
yes,
like little flies. So,
oh, yeah.
What that's telling me is that's all working away, you know, created, life created from the vegetable matter, and life creating more from the vegetable matter, if I can put it that way, too, because these little animals or insects and whatever you want to call a worm, they're all, you know, chowing down and excreting stuff at the same time, and breathing and peeing and pooing, and someone else is looking after that, and that's how it's all breaking down the compost.
And what you're not reading, but it says right here on the slide, each gram of healthy topsoil has in excess of 4 billion microorganisms,
wow,
that participate in the manufacturing of these biochemicals that are essential to the healthy function of plants and animals. So that is the stuff, you know, like the earthworm eats the stuff that's the output of these microorganisms.
Right. Yeah, that's all working together, and that's when you have a healthy topsoil, right? And
yes,
when you do that, you have healthier, the plants are healthier, then the oxygen and the carbon dioxide interchange is better, and everything.
So
works.
Anyway, so we have these microorganisms working on the plant matter that was created through photosynthesis, and they degrade it, they process it, and the net effect is what the fulvic acid comes out of.
So now we're going to talk about what happens when it's sick.
Well, sick soils give you sick plants. Sick plants give you sick people. This is really my reminder of how the industrial agriculture is currently working. It's growing food not for food quality. It's growing for speed and volume. And it's growing varieties that are shelf-stable, transport-resistant, and visually appealing.
Mm.
And
right,
the net result is we're eating hollow foods. the foods, they look good, but they're just a shell of what they really should be.
Right.
I just picked this image as a, yep, that's not the healthiest of bodies out there.
No.
Anyway, let's go next.
So let's talk about the benefits of using fulvic acid in our bodies.
Mm-hmm. The picture on the right, by the way, that's a representation of what enzymes look like.
And, oh, cool.
And that those arrows, they would show coiling and uncoiling of proteins. Like, it's sort of like a switch, a living switch. Like, in computers, we have these gates, transistors, that either open or close a particular circuit.
Yes. Well,
in living bodies, the opening and closing of circuits happens when a protein either coils or uncoils. And that's the on and off. Anyway, when you supplement with fulvic and humic, here's what you get. So, increased energy, removal of toxins, especially, well, all of them, metals. I don't know how the high blood pressure come into it, but it's one of the side effects of having healthier terrain in your body. The important part is it potentizes all nutritional supplements, whether they're vitamins, minerals, enzymes. They all work at a greater efficiency when there is fulvic acid present in your cells. And hence the support of the immune system, and everything works better. So we mentioned the two fractions, the humic and the fulvic.
Yes.
The humic stays in the gut. The fulvic transfers through the barrier into the bloodstream. So here, the humic is the one that supports the immune system the strongest, because most of the immune system is right at the boundary between the dirty inside of your gut and the sterile, the inside of your blood system.
Okay. Cool. So yeah, and that's where like 90% of our disease comes from, is when you don't have that ability to handle the bacteria or the viruses that are in your gut, and they end up getting into the rest of your body. So the benefits of external use.
Right. So not only can you use it internally, you can use it topically. Look what it's coming up with. Faster healing. One of the points that didn't get on the slide was healing of bruises. Like if you have a contusion or a hematoma, you know, like those discolored blue, whatever, black eyes,
yeah,
you can speed the removal of those with the application of both humic and fulvic.
Hmm.
And then, of course, your athlete's foot, so you could rub it all over your feet, or if you end up with nasty infections in your groin or genital area, that's where you can put it too.
So very antimicrobial. Microbial and fungicides too. So if you have like warts, you could put it on those as well?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, rashes, skin irritation, remember we were talking about how it improves the barrier. Well,
yes.
This is the outside, but it'll still improve the barrier now pushing from the outside in.
Interesting. And if you've got poison ivy or poison oak, it'll help neutralize it. That's a good one, particularly as we're getting into summer.
Yes. Okay, next. Oh,
so here's,
we're already there.
Yep, this is where you can get it.
Yeah, so we have it listed under different categories. The Hemalife is a brand, and they provide us with this fantastic, valuable, I think it's the best value in the market. We have done some testing that we will present later. In this testing, I went ahead and bought several top sellers from competitors, and we tried to compare the concentration levels and the value of what we have versus them. And I promise you that this is phenomenal value for your money.
Cool.
Anyway, that's found under the Humalife page, and they provide us with both humic and fulvic, and also with the, and that's the first two bottles up there, the humic and fulvic in concentrates. And then we also have the humic in powder. And that's the third picture there. And the fourth picture is a reminder that we also have the original thing called Shilajit. That's spelled S-H-I-L-A-J-I-T. And it's an Indian product, famous from its Ayurvedic days. And Shilajit is a source of natural humates. And so then I stuck a picture of the zeolite, which is mixed with the humic and fulvic. So we pair them together in this one bottle. And then the next one is a picture of Intramax, which is a superfood blend that is also based on humic and fulvic. And then the next one is called ATP Plus, which is an energy product. So for people who are having issues with fatigue, unable to get energy going, the ATP Plus will overcome that and provide the electrolytes and provide the healing and provide the strengthening of the barriers and so on. And the last picture is a reminder for body biotics, which is the soil-based organisms, a whole consortia, 8 different types. They are packed in their native environment of humic and fulvic acid, put inside of a capsule. So don't be surprised, this product is black, not white.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's very black. And I actually have a couple of the products here with me. I just wanted to take a second and show you. This is the Humalife in a powder, and I can't really pour it out, but if you were to look, you can see black, and it looks like dirt, has no smell.
It looks like soot, right? It looks like soot to me.
Soot, yeah, that's right. And this is the fulvic acid in a in the bottle in the concentrate. So basically, I just take a dropper, put it in my glass of water. Now it looks like I'm drinking Coke, but there's no Coke taste. It just tastes like water. There's no taste at all, and there's no fizz. And then here's the humic acid, similar thing, and it tends to be a little less. One is darker, one is lighter. I forget which. So one kind of looks copperish, and the other one looks like black.
And that's the humic.
And that's the humic.
And actually, I didn't get a chance to mention it, but humic is famous for dealing with viral infections.
Oh, okay.
So if you have, think viral, the common flu, but also HIV or herpes or, I don't know, the story could be very long, right? That there are 600 viruses that are common. But whichever one you're having issues with, humic is the one that's going to help your immune system put an end to that.
Wonderful. So they're all available at www.life-enthusiast.com. And just have to do a search on fulvic or humic, and you'll see pretty much everything that we have there. Right, Martin?
Yes, Scott. And the big issue here is that we want people to understand that these are the basics of life. We keep talking about don't do fancy, I don't know what, specialized things. Go to the basics. And the basics are spiritual health and emotional health and the air you breathe and the water you drink and the foods you eat. Well, this is right at that level. This would be the most important layer before anything else. Like, don't think I need to supplement with fancy this, calcium that, magnesium this, whatever. This is the number one layer between, I don't know, the inputs and your health.
So we're really talking about the foundation of your health here.
Thanks for putting it so well.
So, Martin, if somebody wanted to talk to you a little bit more, in a little bit more detail, maybe they have specific issues that are affecting their health, what should they do?
the website, www.life-enthusiast.com, and the phone number is 1-866-543-3388. Call us. We'll be there.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Appreciate having you on the show with us, and we'll be back soon. Make sure that you sign up for the newsletter at lifeenthusiast.com, because we'll be sending out messages when we have these hangouts, and we look forward to having you on them with us and asking questions, and we'll be able to answer them as we go forward. So thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.